President Obama has promised to resettle 10,000 Syrian refugees here in the U.S., but it has been a slow process, and a pretty divisive one, too. That's playing out in Rutland, Vermont. It's a small working-class city with an aging and dwindling population. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck has the story.
Refugees have been coming to Vermont for decades, but typically they've settled around Burlington. In April, Rutland Mayor Christopher Luris surprised many when he announced that he and the state's refugee resettlement program wanted to bring 100 Syrians to Rutland, a city of fewer than 16,000 people.
This community is at a time in its history when we must seize the opportunity to welcome the next generation of new Americans escaping a desperate situation of war and chaos.
Luris said his own grandfather fled to Rutland from Greece in 1906 to escape the Ottoman Turks. He said today's Syrians are no different.
People who, like 100 years ago, will grow our population, our economy, and most importantly, provide the cultural enrichment that we so desperately need.
But Kelly Cross told city officials she's skeptical.
Although I want to help these people, I don't want to help these people at the cost of our own citizens.
She and other local residents worry the city will end up footing the bill for the newcomers, who will tentatively begin arriving in October if Rutland's resettlement proposal is approved by the U.S. State Department. A decision on that is expected in mid-July.
Hi. Come in. I'm Dave Trapini. Hi.
Rutland resident Dave Trapini worries about public safety with Muslim refugees, and he's angry the mayor didn't seek public input first. He's been going door to door with a petition to put the issue before voters. Guy Reinbolt, a Vietnam veteran, sits down with Trapini in his small kitchen and adds his name to the list.
We have people that are homeless. Where are they going to house these 100 Syrians? You know, Rutland, why Rutland? Why here?
Yeah, well, we believe that the community's too small for this.
Yes.
And too poor.
Yeah.
While Trapini has gotten the requisite number of signatures, a vote on the refugees would be non-binding, and the city's Board of Aldermen is divided over whether they'll even allow it. Stephanie Jones respects that opinions on refugees vary, but she says Rutland is absolutely up to the challenge of helping people in need, and a vote won't change that.
I do not think we are too small. I think that we're big-hearted, and I think that goes a long way.
Jones is one of the leaders of a group called Rutland Welcomes. More than 100 members met recently at a local church where small groups talked over everything from how to help with housing and transportation to where best to store donated furniture.
Tonight is about how do we continue to organize to welcome a bunch of refugees into our community.
Many in the group believe the new arrivals will bring youth, energy, and diversity to a city that's been working hard to change its image. Pat Hunter is one of the group's founders.
I'm just so proud of Rutland. Very sad by some of the fear and the pain of those who were afraid of this program. But the outpouring of support just makes me so proud.
Officials with Vermont's refugee resettlement program are equally impressed, but they admit they're troubled by the push for a vote in Rutland as it brings up safety concerns for the refugees. Stacy Blake is with the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants.
We have no interest in placing them in a situation where there would be any, you know, threat to their personal safety. Anything less than a full welcome is really not what refugees deserve.
No other Vermont community has voted on refugees, and many believe a referendum will say more about locals than newcomers. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.